The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey. 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's the good word, Michael?
Doug, how's everything?
Everything's good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. And, Michael, here we are, February, bud. You know, I don't know what to say. Time just flies by now.
Sure does. Time's marching by. 1 month already gone into the new year, and, you know, here we are, first week of February.
Pretty good month, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, it was a very, very solid investment market return kind of month out there. And, you know, if people get monthly statements from their investment portfolios, well, I'm inclined to believe that a bunch of people are going to see their statements a little bit higher than they were at the end of 2017.
Yeah, well, as we've been saying, Doug, it's really been more of the same, right? 17 was, you know... Well, I think every month was pretty much a positive month. Right?
Every month was.
So,
yes.
You know, we kicked off 18 with the first month being positive. So, yeah, in essence, it is more of the same, and just very, very good overall. I don't know what else to really say.
Well, Mike, when you sit back and you look and you say, okay, here we are. We're sitting at the with the Dow Jones Industrial Average above 26,000, right? We're sitting with the S&P 500 above 2,800. These are, you know, significant numbers, and they're really milestones, if you will, when you take the time to think about it and say, wow, you know, it wasn't too long ago when the Dow was 15,000. It wasn't too long ago when the S&P was 1,900. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I know what you're saying. You know, I guess that's good for students of the game, if you will. You know what I'm saying? People that, you know, that can really relate, like, wow, it's some number back where we were back in the 90s or whatever. You know, it's all interesting. It's interesting math. That's what it really is, right? How numbers compound and grow and all that good stuff. What you could do with numbers, the magic of numbers, if you will. But, you know, Doug, I just wonder, though, I think for probably for the most of the people listening right now, it still comes down to, is that statement positive every time they receive one?
Sure. You know, we're guilty of it. We've talked about it, joked around about it, picked on ourselves about it, that, you know, that we, you know, like to talk about the numbers of the indexes and that kind of stuff. But you're right. At the end of the day, I think that most people out there just look at their statement and is the number bigger or smaller than it was last time. I don't think that the majority of people out there take the time to figure out percentages or maybe even don't even know how to figure out percentages or do it properly, right? Because if you're adding money or subtracting money from a portfolio and, you know, that goes into the calculation. But to your point, I think that most people out there are what, you know, we would like to call as real return investors. And what I mean by that is that did my account go up? You know, did what was my real actual return?
Yeah. You know, what does it mean to me at the end of the day? You know, I guess it sounds good. You know, another record for the Dow, let's say. But what does it mean for me? What real dollars does it really mean, how much money did I make out of it? And you know what? I'm not so sure if that's so bad. Because I think, you know, we're on here every week and we talk about, you know, do the right things and think and plan and take prudent steps all the time. And you have to be a little bit selfish when it comes to financial planning. And, you know, you and I have said for years, right? Here's a great example we've said about unemployment. Oh, the unemployment rate's 4%. Well, in your house, it's never 4%.
Yeah, it can't be 4%.
Right? I mean, we must have said that a million times already.
Yeah.
And you kind of get what we're saying. Okay, so the Dow's at a record higher. The Dow's at 26,000, whatever you want to say. How are you doing? What's going on in your life, right? You're getting up every day. You're going to work. You're getting up every day. You're trying to enjoy your retirement, right? This mm-hmm. is how I imagine people are living. So it's really, it's what have you done for me?
Yeah, but you know what I think is that when people do hear, you know, that a market index is doing well, I think they just subconsciously think to themselves, okay, then I'm probably doing well also, right?
Yeah.
But that might not be true.
Right.
Right? There's been plenty of times we've met people where, you know, there's been period of times where one of the market indexes has done very well, and all of a sudden you look at their statement that they came in, you know, and they were with, you know, a different advisor or somebody and be like, they didn't make any money. And they're wondering why they didn't make any money. I hear that this index, I hear that the Dow has been doing this or that. And, you know, my statement hasn't moved. How come? And then we sit down with them and we do an analysis and try to figure it out.
Sure. You know, definitely happens. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, people participate or don't participate in what's generally going on in the market. And, you know, that's what makes it interesting. And that's why also, too, Doug, I feel that, you know, getting back to what I was saying is I think that people really just look at the statements and that's what's indicative to them of how good or bad something is. And I don't know if that's a good indication because you may not be doing the right thing.
Right.
That's the problem with that.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, Mike, but staying on this, you know, kind of topic a little bit here, we've been seeing some excellent earnings out of, you know, the companies that have reported their earnings so far here this year for the fourth quarter of 2017. And that's also very, very encouraging for a whole host of reasons aside from investing. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the corporate earnings, it always comes down to the bottom line and how much money they're making, which will indicate how well stocks will do. It'll indicate how well the economy's doing. It'll indicate how well the job market is. There's a lot of, you know, repercussions, if you will, in the financial world to how are the companies doing, because let's face it, if they're not doing, a lot of things are going to go bad along the way.
Yeah. And I got to tell you is that aside from the market, I'm just talking about, you know, the country as a whole right now. I think it's a pretty optimistic time right now when you hear, like, for example, Apple is going to be bringing $350 billion back to the United States. That's $350 billion. That's a lot of money. But they also said they're going to hire 20,000 people. Think about that for a minute. 20,000 people. That's the size of an entire town for, you know, a lot of, you know, in where we live in New Jersey. That may be the equivalent to everybody who lives in one town. And then we've heard other companies that are spending money on, you know, expanding their factories and hiring people. And it's just, I just tell you, it just feels good on those fronts right now to me for the country.
Yeah, I mean, right now, again, I mean, we've been saying it week in, week out. I guess there's a little bit of an all clear, if you will, when it comes to the economy. I said at the end of last year that 18 would be an interesting year. I think it's going to be an interesting year. You know, how's the market doing? How's the economy doing? How's the earnings doing? As far as boiling it down to people, right? They're going to go file their tax returns. Everything's coming home now. They're going to file tax returns for 17. But when they probably sit down with their CPAs, what change did that bring to them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what, you know, is there going to be, hey, pay less estimates or do this or do that? You know, what's going to be the effect, if you will, of the tax law changes? I think you may get more news from the individual about that between now and April 15th.
Sure. And you know something, Mike, is that I didn't tell you about this, but a friend of ours, I'll show you later on, sent me a text the other day that his sister, who's a school teacher, is now in her last paycheck, actually received some extra dollars in the paycheck, about $100. And which is, hey, it's $100. You know what I'm saying? And so that's going to start to be trickling through to everybody right now. So what is the net impact of that going to be on the economy and on the markets? Yet to be determined, right? But my gut tells me that it's probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah, you would think so, right? I mean, people are generally spenders. I mean, for better or for worse.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, give me a little more money, I'll spend it. People feel like, I'm more in the camp of I'd like to see people pay down some debts and
yep.
and save and invest the money a little bit more and keep living the same lifestyle, but try to, now that you got a little extra in your pocket, firm up your future a little bit. I'd rather mm-hmm. see that, but that's just my opinion. Most people are not going to take my opinion. It's not much fun. I openly admit to that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and listen, we'll talk about that topic a little bit later in the show, because I had a couple of interesting conversations around debt with some clients. So when we get to the part when we talk about what we've been talking about, with people, we'll get to that. But, overall, I've got to tell people is that please don't take a complacent approach to your investments and your statements that have come through the door at this stage of the game, because it could unknowingly have more risk now in your portfolio than you're comfortable with. We emphasize this during the month of January a lot. Look at your statement and figure out, did it do well or not do well? But more importantly, figure out why it did well or why it did not do well, because that's equally as important, right, Mike? I mean, your statement could have gone up a significant amount and you got lucky in that the market did nothing but go up in 2017, rather, and you don't realize that you have so much more risk. So, yes, you got rewarded for that, but if it had gone the other way, you may have been pretty upset because you might have lost more money than you're comfortable losing.
Yes, Doug, you're right. And I like to also point out, Doug, is it's just even, we keep telling people now for weeks, look at those statements. Now's the time to pay attention. Let's not get caught up into the headlines of, all-time highs or whatever, or if it's a good statement. We're really trying to get you to focus. And, Doug, I want to share with the folks out there is that our firm here, I think we've been, even our conduct, how we get our information, our resources, our education, if you will, we've been really putting a lot of time into that
yep.
of late. And to me, I haven't even really shared this with you off the air, but I feel like we're almost buckling down and doing more education on what's happening, what's being said, and what's going on here in the markets and all because of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people take our job as quite the opposite, right? People will call all the time if the market's not doing well. And they'll say, you guys must be getting killed. You guys must be getting flooded with phone calls.
Right.
And you guys must be, people must be really saying, but for us, this good period of time actually means we have to be as focused. And we're trying to pass that down to you folks.
Right.
Get those statements, get a good look at them. What's going on? If you're doing well, why? If you're not doing well, why? Okay, there's always a why to it, if you will. It just doesn't happen by chance.
Right. And it's important to know the answer to that why.
Right.
Right. Either way, listen, why did it do well? Well, you know why it did well? Because you got a good allocation here. You got yourself some good investments. Congratulations, did a good job. Why didn't do so well? Maybe your allocation is appropriate. Maybe you own some bad investments. Who knows, right? But the critical sauce, if you will, is answering the why that you just brought up.
Yeah, and again, I'll apologize for us being redundant because we've been talking about get those statements, look at those statements. The statements are coming home. The quarter's ending. It's like, it's like you're listening to a broken record, if you will, but it is really that important, and we just feel like by keep mentioning it and saying it and saying it, hopefully it'll resonate with you. And, come on, pick up those statements, find out, get the why of it, and let's see what happens.
Well, Mike, there's a reason, in my opinion, why this show has stood the test of time, where others, fall by the wayside and disappear. And, there's it happens all the time. Shows come and go. But, for the past 22 years, the one constant's been us coming on the air and telling people reasonable, acceptable, kind of smart strategies to do for your money, as opposed to some sort of product or anything.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And we always try to, talk about, the expression of let's be where your feet are now. Okay. And let's not worry about worrying down the road or behind you or anywhere else. It's you are where you are right now. And let's address it. And right now, the quarter ended for the year end. Statements are coming home, and we're trying to tell you, be in the now. Let's not worry about like, oh, everything's, this means everything's great. I don't ever need to pay attention.
Yeah.
That's not the way you handle it.
Yeah. Because don't forget, it can happen, right? It can happen the other way. All right. To remind you, 2008, right? 2008, 2009, 2000, right? 2001, right? You never know what's going to happen, so just make sure you're doing it the right way. Hey, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It's a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the hosts of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Because of the anticipated interest of this event, they have scheduled two dates. Join them for dinner on February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. Both dinners start at 6:30 and you can call to make your reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410. Call now and reserve your spot. 732-340-1410. 40-1410.
Folks, welcome back. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us today, listening to Your Financial Future. And, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll you know that one of the things that we try to do is give you some knowledge and, you know, teach you some stuff. And if you're new to the show, you know, welcome. And, you know, this is a segment of the show here where we try to do our best to teach you something and offer you out, you know, a complimentary piece of knowledge material, I guess, for lack of a better way to express that. And, you know, Mike, there's a lot of people who are accidentally making money in their retirement accounts right now and things of that nature. And when I say accidentally, is they know that they should put money into some sort of retirement or investment account, but they don't really understand investing, and they don't really understand what's actually happening. They just know that it's you know, probably a good idea to sock some money into this thing to save some money for their future. So one of the things that, you know, we've gone out and we've done some research and some homework, and we found this piece from Vanguard. Vanguard is very good at supplying us with knowledge pieces and educational material to share with you. And this one is called Learn About Investment Basics. And I have to tell you that I think that people would do well by taking 15 minutes or 20 minutes of their time to read this piece.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. You know, it's learning about the investment basics. It's investor education, you know, and, you know, when you're looking at the piece, some of the things that jump out at me is, you know, knowledge, the key to successful investing.
It's the opening. Title on the line, right?
So you can't miss it, you know, and that's why we're saying it and talking about it. And, you know,
the thing is, let me jump in for a second, Mike. The thing is, folks, is we don't ever expect you to understand the investing world like we do. Right. It's what we do for a living. Money is what we specialize in and help people with. But we do find that over the course of our careers, which have been since the early 1990s, in case you're wondering, is that if we can teach you and educate you a little bit along the way, then you tend to understand a little bit more. Your comfort level is better. And I think it makes our conversations together just that much more productive.
Sure. Sure.
You know, so let's take a minute, Mike, and a couple of minutes, if you will, review this piece. And, you know, then when we're done, we'll let people know how they can actually get themselves a complimentary copy of this educational material. So go ahead, kick it off. Let's, you know, let's just talk about each one of the chapters or segments of this piece on a very high level.
Yeah. And you know, the first segment, if you will, is why invest?
Yeah.
And the answer is, it's this simple. You invest to create wealth.
Right.
And I love that. That just really boils it down into simple terms. I think, Doug, sometimes along the way, people get lost along the way. And what I mean by that is, it's true. Let's get back to the basic fundamentals, you know, 101. Why should I invest? Why do people invest? Why should I, you know, invest into my 401k plan? Well,
you can't boil it down any further than it's to create wealth.
Yeah, you're doing it to create wealth, right? To hopefully save and make money off that investment and let the money grow, et cetera, so on. So you're trying to create wealth. It's that basic.
You know, Mike, I think it's also important for people to understand that investing is different from saving, right?
Right.
When you're saving, it involves placing your money into an account that's relatively safe. It pays a fixed, you know, interest rate. And investing, on the other hand, offers the opportunity to hire, you know, for higher returns, but in exchange you're taking on, you know, some sort of maybe reasonable risk.
Absolutely.
So and you know, whether that's right or not for you isn't answerable, you know, by listening to a radio program. It's right by gaining a little bit of knowledge and having discussions and, you know, seeking out information to see if it's, you know, an appropriate thing for you to do,
if it's suitable for you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because it may or may not be.
Sure.
Right. It may not be suitable for everybody. But here's what another thing that I want to say is that don't right away think that it's not suitable for you either.
Right.
Right. You've got to explore and learn about it, where I think that my gut tells me, I don't have any scientific facts on this, but my gut tells me a lot of people think they just automatically say that's not for me, you know, without learning more about it.
I got to tell you, Doug, I mean, and again, I don't have a fact on this or an exact number, but I think sometimes there's more lost by the mind than is lost by the markets.
That's a good one. I never heard you say that one before. Yeah. That's a good one.
No, I think people just, you know, assume, disqualify, I can't, this is not for me, you know, all the negative things.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's a major problem.
You know, Mike, is what they said, it's the old saying, some of the biggest bridges in life are over rivers that don't even exist.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and then what it does is peace will take you on, and it'll teach you a little bit of information about keeping the financial markets in perspective, right? Because this is also, you know, very important for people to do, especially in times like right now when the markets have been doing so well, you know, up until this point. This is when you really need to keep things in perspective.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? It's a dynamic world that we live in, right? It's, you know, we play against a backdrop of economic, social, political events. And all too often, every night they try to assign a reason to what took place that day. You know, and you and I say it a lot, especially when things are going bad. I mean, the news loves negative news.
Oh, boy, do they.
You know, and it's just, it's part of what happens. And you got to keep it all in perspective.
You know, Mike, recently the market was down 1 or 2 days in a row. And the news headlines were typically market plunge, market, really? I mean, seriously? Plunged? Yeah. You know, went down a little bit. So, you know, that's important, too. Now, folks, you can always have a complimentary a copy of this report. And if you'd like it, the number for you to call is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Just leave a message if you get the voicemail there and with your name and your address, and we'd be happy to send this out to you, our compliments, you know, no obligation or cost or anything like that. Vanguard shared it with us so that we could share it with you. So we'd certainly like to be able to do that and get it out there. Now, Mike, there's the next segment inside this booklet that I think that really might be the best part, if you ask me, is where it goes over the major asset classes, because I don't think a lot of people understand what asset classes are.
No. You know, they think, like, they feel that, you know, how would you say, Doug, stocks are an asset class.
And they are.
Yeah, but there's so much more to that.
Right.
And I think that's where they get lost.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, learning about that inside of this piece is really, you know, a very, very good way for you to educate yourself a little bit so that you know, understand a little bit, especially, listen, if you're new to the show here, listening to the show, getting this piece and also reading it's going to help you to understand the show better, too. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
We talk about asset classes on the show.
Sure.
Right? We're not getting into in-depth on that right now.
You know, Doug, we're talking about a lot of the, you know, investment basics.
Right. And that's the title of this piece, Learn About Investment Basics, Investor Education, put out by, you know, Vanguard. And, you know, like we said, this is a complimentary copy of this is free to yours. And the number to call to get that copy of this is 855-262-3722. And there's a lot more information in this piece, Mike, than we can really do justice on the air here. Like, it's going to talk about diversification, and it's going to talk about, you know, what are different types of investment vehicles. So it's really a great piece that I really want to encourage you, if you're curious about this at all, to, you know, call that telephone number I gave you. I'll give it to you again for your complimentary copy of this book. And the number is 855-262-3722. Number again is 855-262-3722. Tell us you'd like to have a copy of the Learn About Investment Basics by Vanguard. Give us your name and your address, and we'd be happy to send one out in the mail to you.
That's all it takes. Pick up the phone and give it a call.
Yep. All right, folks, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It's a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the host of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Because of the anticipated interest of this event, they have scheduled 2 dates. Join them for dinner on February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. Both dinners start at 6:30, and you can call to make your reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410. Call now and reserve your spot. 732-340-1410.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
Back. Hope that you are enjoying the show up until this point. And, you know, Your Financial Future has been on the air for about 22 years now, Mike. We've been on coming out here and trying to help people out with making smart money decisions and handle their financial affairs in the best way possible for themselves, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, whether you're making financial decisions for yourself or your family or if you're responsible for making financial decisions for somebody else, we want to see if we can help guide you and lead you in the right direction. And Mike, this is a segment of the show where I actually really enjoy this part of the show, and I know you do too. And it's, you know, what have we been talking to people about recently out in our travels and during our daily, you know, days out there. And I'll kick off if that's okay with
you.
Had a couple in that's been a client for quite a few years now, and they came in and we were talking and they very happily told me their second child has now moved out of the house. They're grown, you know, their children are grown and college and all that stuff, and very happily told me that the second one has now moved out of the house. And in addition to the upstairs of their home being spotless now, as they said, more importantly now, they are, like everybody does in that situation, finding additional discretionary income at their disposal. You know, we kind of joke around about it, but they're not buying that extra groceries anymore. Utility bills have gone down. And they came in and they said, you know, now they really want to hone in and focus on their retirement in a couple of years. And they want to add some extra bucks to their, you know, to their plan and strategy. Great, great thing. Made me feel, you know, really good for them. And, you know, that example, my point is this. They're not just going to take that money and squander it and, you know, go out to extra dinners and stuff like that. They want to put it towards their strategies.
Yeah, good thinking, right? I mean, you know, nice, good thinking. Add it to the plan. Take some positive financial steps. Always good. You know, no downside to that, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. That not at all. So that was good. I got a couple more, but you go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about, Doug, here, and it's not per se one client, but it's been various clients since, you know, I guess the beginning of the year. And you and I talked about this off the air. Is investment performance either being explained on a percentage or real dollars?
All right.
Okay. And what I mean by that is you and I have a habit of speaking when we sit down and talk to clients or we review or to people and say, oh, okay, you know, this is just made up for an example. Oh, your money was up 10% this year. And that is the number. You
might
know what
be
I'm
a
saying?
It may indeed be a fact.
Right. So, but real dollars is if you had $500,000 invested and your money went up 10%, you made you were up $50,000 gain that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are, in light of the situation of what's going on with the markets, I think people are really get blown away when they have to relate to real dollars.
Right.
And because, you know, when you start talking about you made 50, you made 75, you made 120, you can kind of relate that to, like, how much should I make at a job?
Well, it's dollars.
Yeah.
You know? It really, really is dollars.
And the numbers have been, you know, anywhere from starting at zero to six figure, you know what I'm saying? Depending on who we're talking to, how much money they had, and, you know, that type of scenario. And I find the reaction just really interesting. And, you know, and I also find people relate to real dollars more than percentages. And I'll tell you a story. The other day, a client called in. We're talking about something, and a younger person. And I had said to her how the performance was that year, and it was very, very good. And she's like, so, like, what does that mean? Or how is, like...
Oh, so you told her in percentages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want to say the number.
No, you can't.
No,
right.
So I don't want to, you know, like... But... And I equated it to the bank, though. I said, well, you have to remember. She's like, well, is that good? Right. And it was a very obvious good number, in my opinion.
Right.
And I just had to say to her, though, I said, well, you have to remember, you know, what are they paying at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, ah, started laughing, like, kind of like the light went off.
Well, you know, Mike.
But I don't think people will relate to percentages. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Well, most people don't have mathematical minds. They just don't, right? So I believe that. So if you went out and you said somebody's got $400,000 and you told them, you make up a rate, you made 12% this year, doesn't mean anything to them.
Right.
They don't know what 12% of $400,000 is. Tell them they made $48,000. A different ball game.
Correct.
You know? So you're right. And I think that our industry is challenged in that area because we're kind of required to report by percentages. But people don't understand that. They want to know dollars.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of times, too, when you're looking at, you know, investments or whatever, the investments are presented on prior results.
Right.
10-year,
no
5-year, 20-year.
Future, right,
right. All that type of things. All the disclaimer. And, you know, so... It's just the way how the industry goes, but I think people relate and love to hear real dollars versus percentages.
Yeah, and it's important, folks, I want to emphasize to you, the numbers Mike and I are talking about right here are completely fictitious. They are hypothetical. We're just using it to, you know, talk to you and get you thinking about things here. You know, they're completely hypothetical and not indicative of anybody's, you know, individual performance or anything of that nature. So... That was real good, Mike. You know, real, real good example there. And then, you know, we've just been moving along. And one of the things that I've been working on, as you know, a lot over the last several days is that we had a client pass away. And there was five heirs that are receiving funds from a trust and from an estate. And it's a lot of work when that happens, and there's a lot of paperwork that has to be done and all that stuff. But I want to tell you, I'm going to use this example as a good example to people. This gentleman had his affairs very well lined up. So this is moving smoothly. Yes, it's a lot of work inside of our office, but this is moving along smoothly for the beneficiaries. And even, you know, several of them have commented to me like, oh, it's that easy? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's that easy because your dad took the time to set it up, you know, to make sure that it was going to be, you know, this easy. And so I just want to use that example to reiterate to people that you should address your estate planning and make sure that it's set up, you know, how you want it to be and take care of it beforehand so that it's easier after the fact. These kids, you know, are emotionally challenged right now because the father passed away. So who on top of that would want to deal with a headache of settling the estate And this is just set up so that much easier. So I just wanted to take a minute and let people know that and encourage people out there to make sure that you're doing the things set up so that when you're not here anymore, the process is as simple as possible.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it really is incredible when you think about it. When you take the time to do the right things and set things up the proper way, that, you know, unfortunately, when death does come, mm-hmm. how much easier it is on the beneficiaries, if you will, the family, or, you know, whomever. And because I too also am working on a case, and there was a couple revocable trusts, and there's a disclaimer trust, but because everything was done so well, the maneuvering that needs to be done is really simple,
right?
You know, and again, and it just, you know, and again, we take care of that. We're doing it behind the scenes. And for the person that's on the other end of the phone, the beneficiary, if you will, or the, you know, whatever, the trustee or whomever, it's really, really simple for them. And it's good planning by people that in this case, we know, you know, obviously we knew about the people, they were our clients,
yeah.
But they had it together. They did what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? It resonated with them.
It makes our coordination with their attorney easier, with their accountant easier, with the executor of the will easier, with the trustee of the trust easier. It just makes it easier. And take it from us, we've also seen the other end of the spectrum, where there's been people who have done no planning whatsoever, and it's just been a disaster. A couple of years ago, we had an estate of a single woman passed away, a brother who was in a nursing home, and it was just, there was no planning done whatsoever, and it was just, it was a mess for the people who were ultimately charged with handling the distribution of her estate. And you know what else it was, Mike? Expensive for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Doug, you and I for years always talk about to put together a good team, good qualified attorney, good qualified CPA.
Yep.
Good financial advisors.
Yep.
You know, so we talked about that. And boy, you really see that come through in a moment of need or crisis or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, that's where having those professionals and things done properly pays big dividends.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely does. Another one, Mike, that I was talking to people who came in for their review, and the good fortune of what they've seen in their portfolios and 401ks and stuff at work has, quite honestly, accelerated their opportunity to retire sooner than previously anticipated. So we had a good conversation about that, and you know, they asked me questions about should they adjust their portfolio, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, we talked about their situation, and what I recommended to them is doesn't matter on the air here because it was for their situation.
Sure.
But the point is this, that they felt as though they got put ahead of their pace, came in to verify it, and, you know, now these folks are actually going to move their retirement up by a year because they're going to do the right things now to secure, you know, their funds.
Yeah, Doug, that's a great story because, you know, somebody can retire sooner. In a lot of cases, you know, when you're doing, you know, prudent planning for your retirement and you can get a good year in the market, you know, a real strong year in the market, it just solidifies the plan even more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we're sports guys. It's kind of like getting that 8-0 lead in baseball and not 2-1. You know, you kind of, it works a lot. It helps a lot easier that way. Things kind of flow smoother. So, you know, with that being said, that's a great story, and that is true.
And you know what, Mike? It took a bit of my convincing them to become more conservative with their funds. Because, you know, like I explained to them, I said, you have enough today. Why would you leave it invested in a manner that could potentially, you know, go backwards when that's not necessary anymore? You've reached your point.
You know, Doug, I have an appointment coming up with a gentleman that his son was just accepted to college and is going to be leaving, I guess, next September to graduate in June. And the 529 plan is in a very healthy state. And you know, my first question is going to be is, what's the tuition? What's, you know, what do we need? Are we there?
Yeah.
Because of the bump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, 529 is a great example, Mike, because, you know, if it's performed at a level now that's got you to the point where, you know, the tuition's covered, maybe you should consider not having that money at risk anymore, right?
Last thing
you need is now you got the tuition locked up, and the last thing you need is a pullback in the market and watch your account value goes backwards, and guess what? It's not locked up anymore.
And not to mention, college is a 4-year deal, and although things are very well right now in the market, 4 years from now, who knows?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So,
you know, so it's just, you know, these are the kinds of things that, you know, we've been, you know, talking with people about. And one thing I want to do before we hop off this segment is that, you know, Mike, I let everybody know that this year is the 31st anniversary this week that just passed of my dad passing away at 46. And, you know, he didn't plan on checking out at 46. Nobody's parent does. And I just want to tell you all out there that I do believe that my family's in the circumstance that it's in today thanks to life insurance.
Sure.
So what I just want to urge everybody out there is just review your life insurance, okay? And see if you have the right amount. And, you know, and remember, it's important to remember, life insurance contracts have, you know, mortality costs and expenses and could have surrender charges. And you want to make sure you pay attention to everything that's involved. But just do me a favor. Take some time this weekend and review that.
You know, Doug, thank you for sharing that. And you know, even as advisors, when we sit down, you almost feel like that you're talking to people and it's almost like you're annoying them about it.
Yep.
And, you know, like, who wants to put money into insurance? You know, that's the first thing that generally goes off in people's heads.
Yep.
And unfortunately, to be right, sometimes it takes something tragic, right? Like in your situation, your dad passed away way too young at a very young age. And that, thank goodness you guys had it.
No kidding.
So a lot of people don't see the value of it. And the only way you see the value of it is something really bad has to happen.
That's unfortunate. Most insurances.
It's just so awkward. You know what I'm saying? But you're right. Folks, you have to be aware of it because, God forbid, you are that family or that person.
Right.
It can be catastrophic.
Yeah. Listen, we were lucky. Nobody had a hold of spaghetti dinner for my family.
Right. Yeah,
right.
No,
and,
yeah,
you know, make sure nobody's got a hold of spaghetti dinner for your family. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Welcome back. Hope that you're getting some good value from the show here today, and you know that you're enjoying it, and we're giving you some good information. And Michael, you know, I read an article last week, might have been 2 weeks ago now, that New Year's resolutions fly the coop by January 21st. All right, so usually 21 days into it, they've flown the coop and they're gone. And what we've been doing the last several years, and I want to continue this year, is remind you in February, if it was important to you and important enough for you to say to yourself when you made your New Year's resolutions that you were going to pay attention to your money this year, we want to remind you, don't forget to do it. All right? It's so easy to get off track And so easy, life can take over in a hurry, that it's so easy to get off track that we want to do what we can do to make sure that you keep that resolution to yourself, that commitment to yourself, your family, whomever, that you pay attention to that and you pay attention to your dollars.
Yeah, Doug, and what I want to add to that is some people may be feeling that way in light of all the positive news that's been going on with the markets and
right.
the economy and everything. Because we know, Doug, from our experience, a lot of times when things aren't going well, people kind of duck their head in the sand, if you will. They'll say, I don't even look at my statements. I'm not looking at it. Whatever. They have their reasons why they don't want to do anything. They get frozen in time, if you will. But this may be a reason that when people are hearing good news and all-time highs and stuff, they may be saying, yeah, we need to do something. We got to look into this. Well, if you said that, let's follow through with it, because maybe that'll be your motivation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
to get you to finally move. But don't get caught up in the everyday grind of life, like Doug said, and say, okay, that resolution or that great idea for this year is already out the window.
Correct. And Mike, you know something? While you were speaking there, I'm thinking to myself, you know that, would you agree with me that it's very common for people to come in when their money's been doing nothing? How many times have we heard that somebody comes in and goes, this account has done absolutely nothing?
Correct.
Not, I just got pounded and I lost a bunch of money. Not, I've just made a bunch of money. Right. So when it's on the extremes, we're inactive. When it's not doing something, we're active. I'm telling you, and we're telling you folks, is that you got to pay attention at all periods of time in it. And so there's probably not a lot of people whose money has done nothing recently, and that's why they're not paying attention to it.
Correct. And Doug, I also don't want to mislead people, right? When we say, it come on in, we'll sit down with you, etc. It's not assigning you a full-time job.
Right.
Because one of the things you said in there is, to constantly be paying attention to it. And that may scare people off, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good point.
Don't eat that. I got enough going on.
Right. Good point. Oh, you heard Doug.
Yeah.
He said, I got to constantly be paying attention to
right.
this.
But what we're saying is, folks, is, get an understanding, right, of what's my plan? What am I doing? What do I own? Why do I own it? What's my risk talent, tolerance, suitability? All the prudent steps.
And I think it's important. I think it's important for the listeners to know, and more importantly, understand, Mike, is that, one of the things that we do offer to the listeners of the show is complimentary consultations with, no obligation or cost to them. And, if you decide that that's for you, the telephone number for you to call is 855-262-3722. I'll give it to you again. That's 855-262-3722. And paying attention to your money is important. And please don't just think that we're about investing and investments. We're about money and financial progress is what we want you to think of us related to. And if you listen to the show, that we talk about all kinds of things related to money. And if you're new to the show, keep tuning in, because you're going to hear us talk about things that are related to all areas of money as we go along.
Doug, we say week in, week out, we try to educate and motivate on the show. And that's our calling, if you will. If we can get you thinking about your situation, improve your situation, and then we believe the biggest step is getting you to take that first step, getting that motivation to doing what you need to do.
Yeah, and along the line, as we're offering you this opportunity for additional education, you're also going to hear, if you listen to the show, that we have dinner presentations that you're welcome to come to and pay attention to. We've got some coming up on Social Security, and we do all kinds of different topics throughout the year, and as another way to come and gain some education and some knowledge. So it's really important for us to continue to remind you that you have an avenue to turn to get information and get education related to your money.
Yes.
It really is very, very important. And Mike, I want to take a couple minutes. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned debt. I want to talk, for a couple of minutes about, retiring debt and, taking the opportunity if you are, seeing more money in your paycheck or something of that nature, why don't you seriously consider retiring down some debt so that your cash flow can become stronger when that debt goes away?
Great point. I mean, that's why I mentioned, I'm glad you followed up with it. People fail to realize that when you retire debt, your cash flow improves.
Mm-hmm.
People think of debt as, oh, I owe $5,000 on my credit cards. You know, it's a number. It's out there. $5,000. It sounds like a lot. But that payment that you're making every month, you know, if you can retire that $5,000, whatever you're paying, whatever it may be, $300, $400, $500, $200, that's positive cash flow now that you have sitting in your checkbook.
Yep.
That you could be either go and have some fun, invest, save. I mean, whatever the case may be. But retiring debt, there's huge. It's more than just retiring the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's the positive cash flow that spins off it.
Yeah, it really. And you know, we've been saying for years that we think that the biggest cause of financial stress or financial anxiety is lack of prudent cash flow or adequate cash flow, I guess I should say, on a monthly basis. And it's often that there's not adequate cash flow because of a debt obligation that's being carried.
Doug, listen, great point. When we sit down, new clients, we're taking a profile. When it comes to talking about the debt area, you can sense it. Okay.
Yeah.
You could just feel it. First time I met these people, maybe we've been together 15 minutes, half hour, whatever it is. If they don't have debt, like, nope, no debt, nothing.
Yep.
You know, and then the people say, yeah, you know, we got like 20,000 here and 5,000 here and this mm-hmm. and this going on. You could just feel it in their body language, in their voice, you know, and I think it's a big thing when it comes to you being productive in your financial life.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, so we want to encourage you to make sure that you're paying attention to that. Paying attention to your dollars and to where they're going on a monthly basis. Know where your money's going. That's really, you know, important to you. It's an important thing for you to know is where do your dollars go each month, right? It really is. There's so yeah. many people that don't know where their dollars. How many times have you heard somebody say, "I don't even know where it goes all each month"?
You know, Doug. Again, I don't have a statistic for it, but people that we know and sat with and met, those that do versus those that don't. The success ratio is like a seesaw. It's like completely lopsided.
Right.
You know, it's...
Really is. So, folks, we got a great website you can go check out. It's called wealthmanagegroup.com. That's wealthmanagegroup.com. I want to remind you also that, you know, we do offer out complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to our radio show listeners. So... the number to call if that's something that you're interested in is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Michael, you have anything you want to add?
No, just again, you know, hopefully we brought you some education. Hopefully, like you said, Doug, if you have New Year's resolutions, let's get motivated. Let's stick to it. Let's make it the best year as possible.
Yep.
We're 1 month through the year already. Let's not let things slip away. Let's get after it. Let's make it the best year possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Social Security is such an important decision. You should really do everything you can to make the best choice on when to elect to start receiving benefits. It's a once-in-a-lifetime decision that can be very costly if you get it wrong. Join the hosts of Your Financial Future as they present Social Security, the choice of a lifetime. Because of the anticipated interest of this event, they have scheduled two dates. Join them for dinner on February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. See this all-new presentation and learn the ins and outs of Social Security, including spousal benefits, survivor benefits, delayed credits, early claiming reductions, and much, much more. February 15th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River or March 1st at H2 Ocean in Cedar Knolls. Both dinners start at 6:30 and you can call to make your reservation now at 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Seating is limited, so reserve your spot now at 732-340-1410. Call now and reserve your spot. 732-340-1410.
The pre-
preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services, Inc. and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at this same time for Your Financial Future.